Item 11. 11.1, Road Management Plan and Infrastructure Condition Audit, February...
Oh, sorry, Madam Mayor. May I move a motion subsequent to that other motion?
Councillor Goff?
That Manningham will not... And the motion is that Manningham will not investigate or put a heritage order on this building. I'd like to move that motion.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Name the property.
Okay. I'll name the property. It's. I haven't got my glasses on.
27A First Street, Doncaster.
No.
I read the wrong one. Yeah, I read the wrong one.
No, it's not. It's 5.
Here we go.
5 Ian's Grove. The council will not proceed with this.
Okay. So those...
I'll move that motion.
Councillor Conlon will second that. Okay. All those in favour? Against? Carry. Okay. All right, thank you. Item 11.1, Asset and Engineering Road Management Plan and Infrastructure Condition Audit, February 2017. Do I have a mover? Councillor Conlon.
I recommend that the motion that, sorry, my, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Seconder, Councillor McLeish. Councillor Conlon. Councillor McLeish. Put it to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. 11.2, Deep Creek Reserve consultation regarding use of floodlights for baseball competition. A mover, please. Councillor McLeish.
Madam Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Seconder, Councillor Chen. Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm pleased to see we're taking this out to consultation, Madam Mayor. There isn't many properties around this particular reserve, but when we change the purpose of using floodlights at a reserve, we consult our community. We make sure that the community has a voice to be heard because the neighbours around our reserves are the ones who bear some of the impact of floodlighting. This particular reserve doesn't impact many properties, but it's great to see us consulting our community and change the purpose of the ground. Thank you.
Councillor Chen? Anyone against? Speak against? No? Put that to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. 11.3, sale of 27A Firth Street, Doncaster, Lawford Lane. Do I have a mover? Councillor Haynes.
Move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor McLeish. Councillor Haynes.
We're not putting a heritage overlay on 27A Firth Street. We're looking, it's actually not even an address. If you go to the property, it's the back laneway, which is called Lawford Laneway, of over 11 properties. And over the many years, it sounds like a large piece of land, it's on 11 properties, but it's actually less than, it's 52 square metres in a section, so it's not even enough to park a car. So, Madam Mayor, it's a very difficult piece of land that has been ran by all the different owners and obtained by all the different owners over the many years. And our officers have put a lot of work in over many years to discuss purchasing from all the different people that are using it. And they have finally come up with an agreement. And Madam Mayor, I ask that we all support this motion. There have been over the years many laneways that are used by, or and parts of land that are used by other people. And I'm certain that, well, I've seen them in the past years of being a councillor as well as watching, and this one was extremely difficult with 11 different people that they've had to deal with, and I ask that the councillors please support this motion so we don't end up telling our officers all the hard work isn't worth what they've done. And so please support this motion.
Thank you. Councillor McLeish? Any speakers against? Put that to a vote. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Item 11.4, Village Avenue petition to review the existing car parking restrictions within the shopping centre car park. Do I have a mover? Councillor Zephyropoulos.
I'd like to move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Seconder? Councillor Chen. Councillor Zephyropoulos.
Madam Mayor, this is probably one of the examples that I can quote in my short period of council where the tool of consultation has been used by officers in the most effective way. We got 248 signatures which, in relation to this parking restrictions, but all came from customers. The officers of council decided to conduct a more comprehensive consultation by contacting all 19 businesses in the area, and we received an overwhelming support for the proposal. 17 businesses said yes, and the only one who objected was able to be accommodated under the proposal. So I recommend that we support this proposal.
Councillor Chen?
Nothing to add, Madam Mayor.
Any to speak against? Put it to a vote. Those in favour? Carried. Item number 12, Community Programs. 12.1, Community Partnership Funding for Eastern Community Legal Centre and Access Health. Do I have a mover? Councillor Piccinini?
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Conlon. Councillor Piccinini?
Madam Mayor, in June of 2015, Council awarded 12 community organisations funding for up to 4 years as part of its community partnership program. But with two of those organisations, because their program was relatively new, their funding was for 2 years, subject to them submitting an evaluation report and a further consideration by this Council to extend their funding for 2 years. These organisations, Eastern Community Health and Access Health, have submitted a report and an evaluation. And Madam Mayor, I propose that Council accept them as satisfactory and continue that funding for 2 years.
Councillor Conlon.
Nothing further.
Okay, any to speak against? Put it to a vote. Those in favour? Carried. 12.2. Draft Healthy City Strategy 2017-21 and membership of Healthy City Advisory Committee. Do I have a mover? Councillor Piccinini.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Have a seconder? Councillor Galbally. Councillor Piccinini.
Madam Mayor, this motion concerns two important documents. One is an evaluation of our Healthy City Plan for the last council term. And I commend the officers for the last 4 years of solid work and dedication towards fulfilling that plan and those objectives. So in a high-level summary of that evaluation that will be forwarded to the department, 315 actions were completed. And of those actions, 98% of them were successful. There were five major projects that were evaluated as part of the report. These projects were the Plaza Park in Manningham City Square, Live Well Bulleen, a dementia-friendly city, gender equality in Manningham, and inclusive work. All five of these projects produced some excellent results for our community. And the list of major achievements that are listed in the evaluation, they start on page 25 and they go for 15 pages. So it's been an excellent term for this community's well-being. But now we look to the future, and the second part of this motion asks us to endorse the Healthy City Strategy. Today we will consider a council plan and we'll also consider the budget. First, though, we're considering this document, which is an intricate part of our council plan. It has an excellent framework. It's on page 18 of the strategic document. And we will use this framework as a council to focus on what projects the community and council will adopt in a strategic way for the most for the well-being of our community. So the four focus areas that Manningham is going to consider for the next 4 years are inclusiveness and harmonious. The second is healthy and well. The third focus area is safe. That's family violence. We all have to feel safe, safe and resilience. And the fourth is connectedness and creativity. So we have four very clear focus areas that we will consider when we are thinking about the well-being of our community, together with some very clear action areas. It's an excellent framework, and it will help us in our leadership of this council when asked to by council officers to endorse or consider proposals to make sure that strategically this community is heading in the right direction. And that is the fulfilment of our health and our well-being. So I ask the council officers to the council to endorse this recommendation, the strategic document, and pass the motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Galbally?
Nothing to add,
Councillor. Okay, any to speak against? Put that to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. I would like to remind the people in the gallery that we will be clearing the question box shortly. Please submit any questions you may have in the next few minutes. I would also stress that I will deal with a maximum of 2 questions per person. If you have more than 2 questions, please submit these additional questions in writing to the council through the normal channels. Shared services, 13.1. Proposed 2017-2018 annual budget incorporating the strategic resource plan of 2017-18 to 2020-21. Do I have a mover? Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the recommendation be adopted.
A seconder? Councillor Goff. Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, I'm pleased to stand to speak to the first budget of this council. We've had a particularly challenging time in bringing together this budget in the now familiar rate cap environment. The government has legislated that we can only increase rates by 2%. And of course, as we all know, that creates quite a challenge for every council. And the challenge exists because our costs grow at greater than 2%. Every year our costs grow by more than 2%. Our wages bill grows by around 3%, and it's a pretty large chunk of our overall expenditure. Building costs go up by 5%, 4 to 5% each year. We're budgeting to put, I think it's $34 million into capital works. But the costs of constructing things in the city go up by 4 to 5% each year. So what we know is our costs are growing much faster than our key source of revenue, which are, of course, rates. Our rates can only grow at 2%. And that creates a challenge for us as a council to contain costs, to improve productivity, and to prioritise, to improve the efficiency of the organisation and prioritise what we spend money on. What things we spend money on, a very important objective for any council. But we are spending, in the next 12 months, we are proposing to spend $36 million on our capital works program, $14.7 million for community buildings. A large chunk of that is, of course, $11 million to complete Mullum Mullum Stadium. We're going to put $9.18 million into roads, including $2 million to upgrade King Street and $5 million into the ongoing renewal of roads. In fact, one of the things you'll see in the budget is a 4-year plan for this council. So we've laid out what we consider as a 4-year plan for expenditure. It's a draft. We will tune it as we go along. But the draft tells us some very interesting things. We are planning, as a council, a major increase in road construction and maintenance. You'll see this on page 401 and 402 of the council agenda. We're planning for significant growth in our investment on roads and drainage. Road investment's going to accelerate after the completion of the stadium, with significant investment in King Street, Union Street, Ander Street, Porter Street, Jumping Creek Road. That's the draft that this council is putting forward. If it's adopted, that's where we are sending the council in terms of commitment for our community into building the assets that the community needs into improving the city. We're also, in the next 12 months, going to put $10.8 million into waste and recycling. Of course, this is collecting the rubbish bins, a large portion of that, collecting the rubbish bins. But this is millions of dollars less than it was a few years ago, because the council quite prudently was able, through the good work of the organisation, to employ a new contractor at a much lower rate, and we returned those savings back to the community in the last council budget, where we reduced cost to our community, passed on a rate saving to them, and now the new price is only $10.8 million. Unfortunately, of course, a big chunk of this is actually going to the state government, courtesy of yet another levy. My understanding is it's over $1 million that we pay to the state government in the landfill levy. It was $9 a tonne in 2008, and if you've ever wondered why it's costing you a small fortune to go to the tip, it's now $63.27 a tonne. That's right, in 9 years, the state government has managed to increase a levy from $9 to $63. It costs a small fortune to go to the tip, and our council is spending around $1 million, I think I'm correct, a little over $1 million. Of that, $10 million is going straight to the state government's coffers. And you wonder why rates have to go up. It's partly because the state government is taxing council. Ladies and gentlemen, we are putting the rates up, of course. They're going up 2%. It's right there in the budget. You can see it on page 358. It will tell you that rates, the general rate, is going up by 2%. So on average, people will pay $1,749.91. It's easy to work out. You take our rate, general rate revenue, it's $84.4 million, divide it by the number of properties, that's 48,249, and you get the average rate. It's not complicated. It's right there in the papers. It's 2% higher than the government than last year. That's as per government legislation, because rates are our only primary revenue source. We don't have much choice. The state government defines it in legislation. It's the only method we have available to us to raise revenue, and we're putting them up by 2%. Of course, if your property is high, your portion of rates is determined by the capital in lieu value of your property. If your property is of higher value, your rates will be higher than that average.
Time.
Thank you. I'm just about done, Madam Mayor. I've got two sentences.
Extension granted. I'll second that. Let's just do it. Keep it going.
Thank you. If your property value is lower than the average, then your rates will be be lower than $1,749. And of course, we have an average property value of $917,000 in this municipality. I think that's the right number, is it? $987,000. I didn't write that number down. I should have. Madam Mayor, I'm pleased with the budget. I thank the organisation for the incredible work they've put into preparing it for, in conjunction with the council, and I ask my fellow councillors to support it.
Thank you. Councillor Gough.
No, Madam Mayor, I think it's all been covered so comprehensively.
Well and truly. Very good. Let's put it to a vote, shall we? Speakers against?
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Haynes.
Also, I think the organisation's done a great job putting the budget together, but as it is as a draft, I'm looking forward to it going out to council, but I can't support a lot of what it says with the things with the wages going up at 3% and the four-year expenditure when we do have rate capping. I really think we need to look at the large chunk of the budget and work better for our constituents in that area as far as services and construction and capital works goes. So at this point, I'm not fully supportive of this budget, but that's why I'm standing up against it. Thank you.
Thank you. That's $5 to the gallery. Thank you very much. We'll put it to vote, shall we?
All those in favour?
All those in favour? All those in favour? All those in favour, thank you. Against? Carried.
I think we need to fine.
Yeah, that's now $10 to the gallery, thank you. We'll keep your name silent for those that listen to the recording, shall we? Okay, item 14, Chief Executive Officer reports. Chief Executive Officer. 14.1, proposed council plan. Do I have a mover? Councillor Conlon.
I'd like to move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Zephyropoulos. Councillor Conlon.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It's great to, I'd just like to congratulate the officers and the whole council for their effort. And this has been a 12-month process to get to this stage, which is actually only exhibition. And look forward to that going to the final stage. I know it's one of the recommendations was to ban people from public phones in the But yeah, it's and what I really appreciate about the plan is the amount of consultation. Is the consultation that's taken over 12 months has involved 2,500, I think, voices in there somewhere, and it's very extensive. And hopefully that I'd like to encourage the officers to get more of that consultation, understand what people say in terms of this next period where we hear people's ideas about the plan, and that hopefully some of those ideas can be implemented. The five key areas that I think have been really valuable in terms of splitting up the plan, which was community, environment, places and spaces, economy and council leadership. And yeah, I commend this plan to the rest of the council.
Thank you. Councillor Zephyropoulos.
I think Andrew said it all. I just want to emphasise that 2,400 people were consulted. And this is a very large number to consult, so a great effort by the officers. And interestingly, one of the popular topics, I think there were about seven or eight topics that the community expressed to us, and one of them was that the community wanted to be listened to and to participate in our decision-making, and that's exactly what we're doing here.
Thank you. Any speakers against? Let's put it to a vote. Those in favour? Carried. 14.2, Manningham Quarterly Reports, 16-17, third quarter, quarter three, January to March 2017. Do I have a mover? Councillor Piccinini.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Conlon. Councillor Piccinini.
Madam Mayor, the Manningham Quarterly Report is an excellent report. It's a great initiative by our executive management team because it's a high-level dashboard, at-a-glance report tracking how our council is going. It deals with capital works, finance and our activities. It's an excellent initiative, and I in particular commend the CEO for what is the ultimate in transparency, because our CEO has his KPIs in this report. So his personal KPIs are in this report for everybody to see, and they are tracked using the three-colour method, which is the traffic light method. And I note that our CEO is tracking on every single one of his KPIs that he's either on track or completed. So that's an excellent result, and I commend the CEO and the council for this wonderful initiative.
Thank you. Councillor Conlon?
Nothing further.
Okay, any speakers against? Put it to a vote. Those in favour? Carried. 14.3, Record of Assembly of Councils, April 2017. Do I have a mover? Councillor Piccinini.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Goff. Fantastic. Councillor Piccinini? No? Councillor Goff? I'll put it to a vote. Those in favour? Carried. Item 14.4, documents for sealing, 26th of April 2017. Do I have a mover? Councillor Chen.
Madam Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted with the addition of the following agreement. Consent agreement to build over an easement. Section 173 of the Planning and Environment Act 1987. Council and D. Lowy, H. W. Leung and Y. Zhao, 15 Front Hall Drive, Doncaster.
Councillor Galbally? Sorry, do I have a seconder?
Yeah, you guessed me. No thanks.
I'm hearing you. Thank you, Councillor Galbally. Councillor Chin. Anything to add?
No.
Councillor Galbally?
No, nothing to add.
Okay, pop it to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. Item 15, urgent business. 15.1, determination of mayoral and councillor allowances. Do I have a mover? Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Piccinini. Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, I appreciate this has been put on the agenda as a matter of urgent business, but I can assure you there's nothing nefarious in this. We are simply making sure that we comply with our legislative timetable for considering the councillor remuneration, if you want to call it that. This, of course, is something which is decided under the Local Government Act. We don't get to determine how much it's going to be. The government decides that. The Minister for Local Government has decided that the band that we are in, and they decide how much there'll be an increase if there is going to be an adjustment. The latest adjustment gazetted by the Minister was 2.5%, so the council allowances will be adjusted accordingly. We have a statutory process to go through. It needs to be put out for community consultation. I'm certain we'll hear from our community about it. I've had a little bit of look at the numbers, and I have to say I'm not surprised at them. I've done a little bit of a calculation. As a council allowance, it'll be $24,730 per annum. On my reckoning, on the 1,200 hours I spend, that's about 25 hours a week, and that's a bit conservative. We're getting around $20 an hour for what we do. The minimum wage is $17.70, so, yeah, I guess we're a little bit above minimum wage for what we do as councillors. I'm not sure that'll really carry any weight in our community, however. In the end, I'm looking forward to hearing from our community about what they think about our allowances. I think it's a notional payment for what we do, and it doesn't really reflect how hard we work and the contribution we try and make on behalf of our community. So let's put it out for community consultation and see what they tell us.
Thank you. Councillor Piccinini.
Nothing further to add.
Okay. Any against that? Let's put it to a vote. Those in favour? Carried. You forgot to take the tax out too. Got to pay tax on that, but just that's beside the point. Item 16, written questions from the public.
There are no questions.
Item 17, councillor question time. Any questions, councillors? No? Let's go to item 18. Confidential reports. Item 18.1. Mullumullum Stadium pricing schedule. Do I have a mover? Councillor Conlon.
I'd like to move that the council consider this matter in closed council as public disclosure may be prejudicial to the interests of the council and or other parties as provided in S892E of the Local Government Act concerning proposed developments.
Do I have a seconder?
Yeah.
Councillor Galbally.
Madam Mayor, I have a question regarding this matter, if I may.
Wanted to know if at some point in time the details of the pricing schedule will be made public. I'm not asking when, I'm just asking if.
Through you, Madam Mayor, yes, they will be when, obviously, consultation starts with the potential users of the facility.
Thank you.
Okay. So, I'll put that to a vote. Those in favour? Carried. So, what I'm going to ask now, ladies and gentlemen, or gentlemen, you'll have to now clear the gallery. We'll discuss the matter, and then once we've discussed the matter, we'll reopen the meeting.